Before we get to irrigation control selection, we're going to bring Gloria into the conversation, who wants to talk to Bill about her system. Welcome to the program, Gloria. How may we help you?
We have lived in the same place for a very long time, and we have spent a bazillion dollars, and that's an exaggeration, but on just trying to get drip systems. We've converted to all rock and just some plants around. We can't get it right. We've hired people. They come in, put new piping, do whatever, just to water a few plants. My water bill was $300 a couple of months ago. We weren't home, and some valve broke. But my plants look like heck. I still don't think things are getting watered properly. I end up dropping a hose on a couple of my big trees and let them flow water overnight. Is there anybody who could come do a real professional job?
Well, hi, Gloria, and thanks for calling. Boy, you just hit with a whole bunch of really good points there, and obviously you've given this a lot of thought. You're not alone. Those are a lot of the common complaints I hear about drip systems, and you touched on some really good points there. There is such a big difference between a really well-engineered drip system, one that's installed with good design and good parts and good workmanship, and then one that's not well thought out. And they both get lumped into the category of quote-unquote drip system. And you know, the old saying, your mileage may vary. so don't despair. You're not alone. And of course, I guess it's a shameless plug, but sure, we could help. You'll have to contact Romy off air here, and we can get together and talk. As far as your situation, a couple of things come immediately to mind. You talked about your trees and having to put a hose on them. One of the things that we like to see is trees typically are put on their own valve. They're typically separated so that they can be watered on their own schedule and watered deeply.
I do have that.
Oh, good. That's great.
But then sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. We just bought new clocks, mm-hmm. Rainbird clocks.
Well, I like the brand, but...
One valve.
Mm-hmm.
I just would like to find somebody who could come fix the whole thing.
Right.
Make it work.
And maintenance issues and reliability issues, it could be a lot of things. So, there's so many things you're bringing up there. It's kind of hard to diagnose that over the radio.
And drip systems, they are a funny thing. I put in a bunch and...
You've got experience.
Used a technique I actually learned from you when y'all did the install at our property. So y'all did the a drip irrigation system at the house I built in Whitman, and then I moved property and I put in my own and used a few techniques, and I've actually kind of changed that a little bit. So you taught me to whatever the gallon per drip is,
mm-hmm.
stick it in the hose buried in the ground, so that way when animals chew on your spaghetti lines,
yep.
you still get your proper flow.
Yep.
And that works great until it gets plugged with calcium. And then I've got to dig up the line to pull that head out and put a new head in. I'm like, man, this is a lot of digging. So in a lot of cases, I've actually reversed that. We're actually put the open line in now, mm-hmm. and then I've put on an adjustable head. Mm-hmm. But but those do get chewed, and sometimes I got to go out there and chase. And I think... it's not on a top priority list right now, but I'm pretty sure I've talked myself into going to a bubbler system.
You know, and there's still a place for that. Yeah, you know, it just depends on your unique situation, your unique needs. And in your case, you're doing, Romy, in your place, you're growing vegetables and plants and things you want to eat. And that's a little bit agriculture. That's not just landscape. So, yeah, in that situation, you know, I've got bubblers on my citrus trees. So I'd be a hypocrite if I said I just put a drip system in.
Yeah. And that's what we're probably going to go to for the orchard is a bubbler system. Put it like a fertilizer, a liquid injector, so that you know, it gets a little bit every single time and you don't have to worry about remembering to get out there and spread your granulars. And you know, I've got to do things that don't take a lot of time. I do want the produce, but we also have a lot of other things that we do on the property and with the kids. And the least amount of time I can spend out there with a little measuring my shaker and going around the tree.
You don't enjoy digging up drip systems.
Don't enjoy digging up drip systems. Gloria, we'll get you in touch with Bill. They'll come out and give you an assessment of what needs to be done to properly do. And you had mentioned you replaced components of your Rainbird system. Look, what was on the property I'm on now with Amanda was a Hunter. It was installed there in 2001. Probably one of the first years we had an LED screen come into the sprinkler world. I mean, it's a computer that's sitting on the side of the house getting baked in the sun. And I've replaced module about 5 years ago. That worked great. The module went bad again. I replaced it, and it doesn't work. And, you know, it's a 2001. It's a computer that's been sitting on the side of the house getting baked. I just need to invest in a new irrigation timer.
They wear out.
And we are going to talk about irrigation timers. We've got a special interview coming up. Are you familiar with Mel's Mix, the Square Foot Gardening?
Yes.
All right. We've got a special interview with his son, Steven, who's taken over for Mel right after this. And then we'll get to that irrigation timer conversation along with Paul, who wants to talk about fertilizing and getting mineral buildups out of his pipe. Well, Paul, you solved that.